Promise.
This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. It's the third day of April. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago. Mark, thanks for being with us. Kind of a gray start to this week, but it's April, and I guess we'll get May flowers eventually, right?
Well, Todd, yeah, classic spring pattern here. Classic meaning very stormy here, especially here in the Midwest. In fact, the first part of this week is going to be a very stormy with two waves coming across the belt here. One is moving through right now. It's going to be followed by another one here coming up on Wednesday on into early Thursday. When we add up everything for this upcoming period, we're talking about over 80% of the Midwest picking up amounts in the range of 0.5 to 2 inches, with locally heavy amounts above 3 inches, and those most significant totals look to be in the southern and eastern sections of the belt. Now, there is going to be a bit of a break during the early part of next week, or later part of this week on through the early part of next week, before another system comes through. And overall, the patterns are looking active. Again, this is on top of the rainfall totals that occurred last week here. So as a result of this pattern, certainly with the onset of planting across the southern Midwest, the things are going to be on the slow side, and that's also true down in the Delta region, where rainfall totals have been actually heavier. In fact, over the past couple of days, we saw totals in excess of 9, even 10 inches in portions of central Louisiana.
You and others had mentioned earlier on that you thought that April would be wet and warm. Is that still the case?
It is still the case here, Todd. We feel that this active pattern is going to continue to be the rule here throughout much of the month, but it's not a wet cool pattern. It's actually a wet and warmer pattern here. We're not seeing the jet stream pattern here tap into any kind of Arctic air. Rather, it's more of a wet zonal or west to east pattern with these embedded storm systems moving through. So at least from a soil temperature standpoint, soil temperatures, which are currently in most areas above normal for this time of year, that's going to continue to be the case here over the next several weeks.
What does this mean? Because it's in a west to east pattern rather than a drop of cold air coming out of the Arctic area, and then, you know, kind of the crash or clash of systems that dump heavier rainfall amounts sometimes in the spring. Does it make very much of a difference in the way springs go?
Well, you can get the heavier amounts in various ways. What we're seeing here is, rather than a clash of any kind of, you know, strong air masses like Arctic air from the north combined with more, you know, Gulf of Mexico, more tropical air from the south, what we're seeing are these embedded waves of low pressure, and they're slower moving, and they are able to tap into a really good feed of moisture coming in, actually not only from the the Gulf of Mexico, but a direct line from the tropics, and even some of that is from the Pacific as well. So global SSTs continue to be very warm, especially in a lot of the subtropical areas, so that's helping to add a lot of moisture content to the global atmosphere, and we're certainly seeing that here around North America. That's where some of the warmest sea surface temperatures are at the current time.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Mark Russo, of course, is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.